You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
Cybersecurity threats appear in different forms, such as phishing scams for personal information and financial loss. Experts note the importance of protecting your personal information online and knowing what to do if faced with a cybersecurity incident. I spoke to senior analyst, Threat and Incident Response of CERT New Zealand, Sam Liggett, about the consequences of cybersecurity threats and proactive means people can take to protect themselves. What do cybersecurity attacks look like in New Zealand, and what are the impacts of these threats?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And typically we actually see kind of different impacts, specifically to individuals and organisations. But the threats themselves are kind of the same. The vast majority of what we see starts off with phishing and credential harvesting. So that's your malicious emails, your malicious text messages that pretend to be from some kind of organisation, reputable organisation, trying to get some kind of information from you, usually login credentials, financial information or credit card details. What people don't realise is that those text messages, those emails can actually lead to other kind of attacks happening. So unauthorised access to your online accounts where you've provided those login credentials. And that can result in things like financial loss where unauthorised access to your bank account occurs. When we look at organisations and how they're impacted, things like phishing and credential harvesting can result in much bigger kind of attacks, something like ransomware, where all your information, your data and your files are locked down, you can't access them, and the attacker is demanding some kind of ransom from you in order to get those back. We can also see data exfiltration happening from organisations, and these things can result in operational damage, the businesses not being able to operate as they usually do, as well as reputational loss and trust and confidence loss in their customers.
What does CERT New Zealand do to combat these attacks?
So there's a couple of things we do, and the first one is that we have an online reporting form that anyone in the country can use to report a cybersecurity incident that they might be dealing with, whether they're an individual, whether they're an organisation that's small, medium or large, they can report to us that they're dealing with a cybersecurity incident. The first thing that we'll do is offer some free advice and guidance on how to deal with that incident and set yourselves up to be a little bit more secure in the future. The advice and awareness side of things is also something we try to do proactively. So there's a lot of materials on our website, things like the critical controls, 10 critical controls that we see as the basic security controls that organisations should have in place to keep themselves nice and safe. We're out and about in the community giving presentations, trying to raise awareness around cybersecurity and what people can do. And that's all the proactive sort of stuff. There is some reactive stuff that we do as well. So when we get reports of something like phishing and credential harvesting, for example, we'll take the links of those phishing sites out and we'll do certain things with those. So we'll attempt takedown requests against those malicious sites to get them off the internet and hopefully not creating any more victims. We also run something what's called a phishing disruption service, where we collate a list of those phishing websites and provide that as a threat intelligence feed for organisations to use so that they can protect themselves and their own environments a little bit better. Those are just some of the things that we do.
What are the most common cybersecurity threats you come across?
So the most common one is definitely the phishing aspect. And again, I harken back to the idea that phishing can often result in other kinds of incidents occurring, unauthorized access to accounts, breaches to your organizational environment, things like ransomware being deployed. But by and large, since we were brought around in 2017, phishing and credential harvesting has been the most reported incident to us every quarter since then, and it's continuing to increase even today. So that's definitely the most common thing that we see occurring. The other most common incidents that often are reported to New Zealand are unauthorized access to online accounts, the deployment of various malwares to computer systems. Those are the three most common ones that we see usually reported to CERT New Zealand.
How big of an issue are cybersecurity threats in New Zealand?
Yes, cybersecurity threats and incidents can be quite a big issue, both for individuals and organisations. What people often don't realise is that when these things happen, when someone has unauthorised access to their online accounts, it's not just about the loss of that account. That can actually cause emotional and mental harm to those individuals as well, and that's something that those people are obviously having to deal with. Organisations, as I kind of say, they suffer operational losses, they suffer reputational losses, and sometimes they suffer those financial losses as well. Unfortunately, the reality is these days that most businesses operate on the internet. They use the internet and various networks to do their business, and as such, cybersecurity can be quite a significant threat to them. So it is really something that organisations and businesses should consider and have a look at some of the basic things that they can do to improve their own cybersecurity posture, keep themselves nice and safe. And the 10 critical controls on CERT New Zealand's website is a really great place to start with what you can do to improve your own security.
Would you say these threats have been increasing in recent years, or has it stayed relatively stable?
What we do see is that the awareness around Cert New Zealand does increase, and that results in an increase in reporting. However, when we look at the number of reports that we receive, when we compare that to the kind of volume that other organisations in the country are seeing, we often come to the realisation that what we're getting reported through to us is really just a snapshot of what's actually occurring. That said, our reporting has been increasing ever since we were brought around in 2017. So it's definitely something that's happening. And I think we have a tendency in New Zealand to think that we're a little bit too small, a little bit removed, and people online aren't going to be targeting us for these kinds of things. But the reality is that anyone who uses the internet, anyone that has an online presence or even a cell phone these days is potentially a target for these kinds of things to occur. It's important to have a bit of awareness around that, acknowledge that you're likely to be a target, especially of those more basic phishing campaigns. Build some awareness around that just to keep yourself nice and safe.
What sort of proactive actions can people take to keep their information safe?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And there's four tips that Cert New Zealand usually recommends. Every year we run what's called Cyber Smart Week. And these four tips have been sort of the crux of Cyber Smart Week for the last few years. And so what those four tips are all about, the first one is about having good password hygiene. Now, passwords can be a difficult space, but the most important thing around passwords is that you're not using the same password across all your accounts. The reason that we mention that specifically is because when we see data breaches occurring, where your password is included in that data breach, if you do use that password on all your online accounts, in the wake of a data breach, all your online accounts are potentially at risk. So taking the time to look at your really important accounts that you have online, your bank accounts, your email, social media, and even any government accounts you might have, taking the time to make sure that those accounts are protected with a strong password that's unique and not used anywhere else online is a really great step to take. Implementing two-factor or multi-factor authentication is also a really powerful control that you can put in place yourself. It's usually free to do. So again, on those really important accounts, your bank accounts, social media and email and government, look at implementing two-factor authentication there. That's going to give you an additional layer of protection. So even if someone does get a hold of your login credentials, or even if you do fall victim for phishing and you do provide your credentials, you're going to have that extra layer of protection to stop anyone from getting into those accounts and also give you a little bit of an alert that someone's trying to get into those accounts. And then the last thing that I would definitely recommend is having a look at your own privacy settings and taking the time to understand where those settings currently are, what information you have online and who can actually see that information. Oftentimes people are using personal information in their passwords, and so where attackers can go online and find that personal information makes it easier for them to potentially breach or crack those passwords that you're using. So just locking down your privacy settings a little bit, setting it to friends only or completely private where you can is a really good step to take. The last of the four tips is actually making sure that your devices are kept up to date with the latest software updates. Those aren't just about getting the latest features, they also address security vulnerabilities wherever they're popping up. So not ignoring that little pop-up in the right-hand bottom corner of your laptop and actually getting that update sooner rather than later is another good thing to do to keep yourself safe.
That was Senior Analyst Threat and Incident Response of Cert New Zealand, Sam Leggett, about the impacts of cybersecurity threats and the measures people can take to prevent harm.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.